This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is greatly focused on a significant election coming up on Tuesday. But the biggest issue on the election for many, many people remains what happens with this ongoing pandemic. Are we going to see new restrictions? They're already imposing those new restrictions, which are more severe than some of the previous restrictions in Europe. And it's not in one country or exceptional countries, it's across the continent. Will that same kind of outcome be something we should expect in the United States? Chancellor Merkel of Germany said that it's going to be a long, difficult winter, 4 dark months, but she says we will come out of it. How do we come out of it here? And I'm very honored to be able to speak to two gentlemen who have literally been on the front lines. Dr. Francis Rideau is the medical director for infectious diseases at Evergreen in Kirkland, Washington, Evergreen Medical Center. He's been featured on PBS Frontline, on CNN, and in the new documentary, which is outstanding. Dr. Rideau, I saw it and recommended it. It's called Totally Under Control. It's the whole history of America's response to this pandemic so far. He diagnosed the very first cases at Evergreen Hospital in the early days of the pandemic. Also speaking again to Dr. Ettore Palazzo, who is the chief medical officer at Evergreen. Right now it's 42 states of our 50 states have seen sharply increased numbers of cases. And is that a reason for concern? Is that a blip? Or what do you anticipate happening regarding this pandemic in the next few months?
Well, hi, Mr. Medved. This is Francis Rideau. Thanks. It's a great question, and I think we have been looking at these numbers with great concern. As you mentioned, 42 out of the 50 states are showing increased cases, and I think this is the first part of the winter wave that was predicted. And this is predicated on the fact that I think some schools are back in session. But more importantly, as the weather cools, the days shorten, we're all inside more. The windows are closed because it's colder. And what we're seeing now is spread within families and within groups of families who are clustered together, because now they're limiting contact, but the contact is still between family groupings. So that's one thing. I think that the epidemiology of this has changed a little bit. The other is, I think we're seeing spread into the far rural regions of the country that were really spared the first and second wave. I think these are areas now, and you particularly see it in the Mountain West and the Midwest, Montana, Idaho, rural parts of Utah, Colorado, that are seeing markedly increased numbers of cases. And again, in areas where people perhaps weren't accustomed to wearing masks, they really thought perhaps just the distance would protect them, are now seeing cases pop up in small towns across the region. So I think it's the combination of weather and the way we act in the winter months, and the fact that it's spreading into the far corners now of our country that have contributed to this dramatic increase, and it's going to continue. We're just beginning to see the first parts of this.
Dr. Palazzo, Ettore Palazzo, what actually can individual families do, especially coming up to the holiday of Halloween tomorrow night, to try to protect themselves, their children, their neighbors, their grandparents, everybody who is subject to some of the depredations of this virus?
Yeah, very good question, Michael. Good to be with you as well. And such an important part of this, as Dr. Rito mentioned, we're seeing areas that are having increased transmission for the first time, but also in our communities in the urban areas where in previous, you know, so-called waves were able to be under control, some of those same mitigation factors that were so important in reducing the transmission then, the social distancing, of course the masking, and the good hand hygiene, I think we're seeing folks having some fatigue with that. And now as we enter into these holiday periods, whether it's Halloween or certainly as we think about Thanksgiving and the other holidays where we come together, it is very, very important that that families and social groups recognize that risk of transmission. And no one wants to even bring up the thought of not being together at Thanksgiving, but are there ways that we can do that safely? And understand our social circles, those that we have been with, and we know from an exposure standpoint, be safe for us to be together, and potentially for this season and this holiday season, not have those close, large family gatherings that we often do, and try to use the virtual methods that are in place now. Obviously, nowhere near replacing a standard holiday, but to try and do something different this year to help really reduce that transmission. Because remember, this is the same virus that we learned about, right, originally in December in China, and then here in January and February in the United States. And we still don't have a vaccine. We do not have herd immunity. So all those things that we need to help prevent that transmission are not in place yet. So we have to use those masking, distancing, and good hand hygiene mechanisms to mitigate for now.
I know that I have a lot of listeners, and I hear from them, and I listen to them, who think that the concern for the virus, and frankly for the transmission of the virus, is just exaggerated. I mean, that basically for younger people, healthy people, the virus, I mean, we have people write in saying it's like a bad cold, or sometimes even like a mild cold. And that it's crazy to uproot our economy and to disorient our lives and to go through all of this just for the sake of avoiding catching a virus from which the great majority of people will recover. Dr. Rito, you dealt with patients directly who have suffered from COVID-19, not all of them elderly, some of them elderly. What do you say to people who say we're overreacting to the danger here?
Well, I think it's unfortunately not a complete understanding of the ramifications. When you have had friends and colleagues and you see them in the intensive care unit and you see how sick they can be, and you've seen all the people that we've seen succumb to this virus, I don't think it's an overestimation. I've heard this argument, and I would just tell you that, you know, last year we had 5 or 6 individuals die of influenza in the hospital, and so far this year we've had 83 people die. And that's just the ones that have been here. It's just a totally different different sort of virus, and it's not only that individuals, and particularly high risk individuals, are getting sicker and ending up in the intensive care unit, but oftentimes they're ending up in nursing homes after the fact. And we're even seeing very young individuals, some of our healthcare workers who have become infected, who are now dealing with the aftermath of this COVID. We call it the post-COVID syndrome. Intense fatigue.
These are also people that that there's such a thing as long haulers. I want to speak about immunity and how that's achieved. Is there realistic expectations of herd immunity? And will the vaccine take care of this crisis? We'll get to that and more with two doctors from the front lines on COVID-19 coming up. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Honored to be joined by two distinguished physicians who have had literally hands-on experience in dealing with COVID-19. One of the first centers for COVID-19, and it's one of those things that's dramatized in the new documentary, which is outstanding. It's called Totally Under Control. It's available, by the way, for free now for people who want to see it. And it features Dr. Francis Rito, who is medical director for infectious diseases at Evergreen, which was one of the first hospitals. It was the first hospital to treat the first big outbreak of COVID-19 here in the Seattle area. And it also features Dr. Ettore Palazzo, chief medical officer of Evergreen Medical Center. Gentlemen, when you go back and you look at those early days of the pandemic and Seattle area being such a center of the pandemic, obviously something happened to help reduce the rate of infection here. And did that strategy actually show a strategy working? The fact that the overwhelming threat that we seem to be facing way back months ago in March and April, that threat seemed to recede, at least to some extent, in Washington State. How did that happen, Dr. Rito?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think a lot of pieces went into making that work. One of the very first things, of course, is everybody ramped up their personal protective equipment. And so we went into a very high level of protection. N95s, gowns, gloves, cappers, pappers, the whole operation just went to a high level. But some other things I think have not been talked about quite as much. One is that a lot of the big companies around here sent their workers home, and that was weeks before the governor issued his stay-at-home order. So you look at places like Microsoft, Amazon, the office workers, Facebook, Google, these tech companies said, go home and work from home. And I think that started cutting down transmission as well. And then finally, I think it became very evident that the nursing homes were really the epicenters of transmission and of the outbreaks. The vast majority of the patients that we saw in the first 2 to 3 weeks were associated with a nursing home outbreak or indirectly from visitors who had gone to the nursing home to visit their friends, family, relatives. And when that became evident, the nursing homes also went into this lockdown mode where patients were restricted to their rooms, the staff were screened, testing went in as quickly as they could possibly do it. And I think all of those contributed mightily. The school district where I live, which is the North Shore School District, the superintendent of that school district closed the schools almost immediately and had been closing spot schools even in the weeks before when there was a suspicious activity. So there were a lot of these little steps that went in, I think, that made a huge difference for the state of Washington and I think also set the tone. When you look at a national level in terms of case counts per 100,000 people, the state of Washington is ranked 44th out of 50. There are only five states below us, and I think that's a real tribute to the people of Washington, the intensity of the effort that they have put into controlling it on both sides of the mountain, and also of our public health service here at the county level, but also at the state level. I think the message was really pushed out, and I think the people of Washington have really stepped up to listen to that and take it to heart.
Okay, in terms of visualizing a time when we get back to something like normal, Dr. Palazzo, how is that going to happen? And do you share the general assumption that it will probably not be until March or April of next year?
Yes, great question. And indeed, we see and predict that given the nature of the disease and what it's what's needed to fight it, and we're not talking about therapeutics once you already acquire the virus and what you need to minimize the severity of the illness, and that is more the preventative aspect of this and moving into this idea of having some sort of immunity, whether it's provided via vaccination or more of a natural immunity that we develop after we've acquired the illness. These are the things that we need to see in place, and particularly the vaccine portion, before we envision a day when we can start coming out of this. And I would mention as well, just to tag on to what Dr. Rito said, you know, a lot of folks are considering that we're moving into a third wave, so to speak. Our first wave, of course, here in Washington was able to be addressed with the stay home, stay healthy order. We had a second wave come as we were starting to open up and be together in the summertime and the mask mandate and really pushing out the importance of masking and social distancing was able to bring that down again. And so, Michael, we have a recipe for this pending immunity that we know works. And it's just so important that we get that message out there 8 months in, and even though everyone's really tired and wants to be together and probably tired of wearing masks, it's so important that those things be emphasized as we work towards the immunity that we're hopeful to be able to have with vaccine once it's available.
Do you, gentlemen, and this is obviously very imminent right now, tomorrow night is Halloween, and Seattle Times reports that public health officials have been urging families for weeks to find safe alternatives to trick-or-treating. Those exhortations have grown stronger as the numbers of coronavirus infections and hospitalizations have spiked across Washington State and the nation. Do you agree with that effort to find an alternative to trick-or-treating?
Hi, absolutely. I think now is not the time to start taking random chances and having encounters. So I would be very cognizant of the risk here and ask people to limit their interactions, particularly group gatherings where multiple families may be getting together. Because remember, each one of those small children would then become a vector or an ambassador of the virus and introducing it to other people. And you're right. I mean, the children may not suffer as much, but they'll introduce it to their parents who are at some greater risk, or their grandparents who are obviously at significant risk based on their age and other comorbidities. I just want to get back to this issue also of some people advocating for a natural herd immunity. And, of course, you know, through eons of time, that's what's happened. We've become herd immune by everybody getting the same disease, whether it's smallpox or measles or whatnot. But that effort, that process is associated with a lot of death and a lot of suffering, and it's not the way you want to get to a point of immunity. So that
they talk about a million deaths at least before we would get to full herd immunity. God forbid. Gentlemen, best wishes to you for the weekend, and God bless you for all of your great work on behalf of your patients and the state of Washington. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for the presidential candidates on Friday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, President Trump visiting Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. In Michigan, President Trump saying,
"This election is a matter of economic survival for Michigan because Joe Biden, look at what they did during their 8 years."
And regarding the coronavirus pandemic, the president says,
"This was China's fault. Just remember it. Our vaccine will eradicate the virus much more quickly and end the pandemic quickly.
The rough week on Wall Street continuing at the closing bell, the Dow ending the week down 157 points to close at 26,501. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the past, on the day before, the weekend before Halloween, we would debate, my wife and myself, Dr. Diane Medved, clinical psychologist. She's a big fan of Halloween. She, like most people, loves the holiday and the traditions of it and the fun of it, and loves going trick-or-treating with her grandchildren. And my grandchildren, too. And I'm more of a curmudgeon. I mean, I worry about the messages that the whole Halloween obsession seems to send to people. And so I guess you could say, well, I win the debate this year because Halloween is greatly, greatly scaled back. But I certainly didn't want to win this way. There's a series of pieces of information that are presented, actually, in a piece by Ryan Blethyn in the Seattle Times. And I think it's useful, and I think it's important. And I think that for a lot of people looking forward to the holiday, they begin by saying that parents banking on Halloween being a lifeline to some semblance of normalcy are going to have to find pre-pandemic joy some other way. And then they answer FAQs, frequently asked questions. Should kids be going door-to-door, trick-or-treating? The answer was provided by Dr. Gaetan Habakas, who is chief of the UW Neighborhood Ravenna Clinic, who says it's not a good idea because going door-to-door for candy is a high-risk activity during a pandemic. Rates are increasing nationally, and this is a dangerous virus which does not take holidays. So we should not let our guard down. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also recommends against traditional trick-or-treating, especially if the virus is spreading actively in your area. Infections have been rising more rapidly since early September in Washington State, and hospitalizations began inching up as well at the beginning of October. What are some safer ways to celebrate Halloween? They cite Brian Dunaway McCollum, who's a physician assistant at UW Neighborhood Northgate Neighborhood Clinic, suggesting that celebrating out of doors by doing a costume parade through your neighborhood. She says enjoy the fall weather and try a costume parade with a few neighbors, or take a trip to a pumpkin patch or park in costumes with a couple of friends. That's what she put on UW's medicine blog. Other ideas include a candy hunt with your immediate family in your house or at a park with some friends and neighbors. Outdoor pumpkin carving with friends and family. Have a holiday Halloween-themed movie night with people you live with. Decorate spooky cookies, bake yummy pastries, or cook up other Halloween-themed eats together. Doctors and public health officials encourage people doing any of these activities to wear masks, practice social distancing, and if getting together to do so outside. Now, here's another word on masks, and it didn't even occur to me. And we would discourage wearing a cloth mask underneath a Halloween face mask because that can injure breathing or make breathing difficult, says Dr. Napuni Rajabake, a Mayo Clinic pediatric infectious diseases specialist. So what they're saying is decorate the protective masks that you're going to be wearing, and they suggest decorate it to make whiskers for a cat or other animal. Just draw a snout on your fabric mask with markers or fabric paint, and it will perfectly match the ears on your headband or hood. Or you could dress as a cowboy or cowgirl. A bandana around your face won't look out of place. Or dress as a doctor or nurse. Don a surgical mask and try a costume that honors real-life superheroes. Okay, I mean, all of that, constructive. In terms of the Halloween movie festival that they're suggesting, there are actually three movies that you could say are Halloween horror offerings. One of them actually kind of aimed at kids. We will be getting to those in a moment when we review them. The one thing that it seems to me is extremely important right now is just keeping a perspective in terms of the pandemic, and yes, in terms of the pandemic of polarization that we're suffering in the country. They're not necessarily doing that at CNN. This is clip 10, Jeremy. Don Lemon of CNN told his pal Chris Cuomo that Chris must now censor and actually end his friendships based on this election campaign. Listen.
I have many people who I love in my life. And yeah, I come from a red state. I've lived in several red states. There are a lot of friends who I had to really get rid of because they are so nonsensical when it comes to this issue. They have every single talking point that they hear on state TV and that they hear from this president. They repeat it and they are blinded by it. And I just, when I said to you the other night, there's no way they can't believe it. They can't, you know, I was just goosing you in a way, right? You know, they say I was, you know,
It's not like that'll be all over. Continue.
So, but here's the thing. I had to get rid of them because they are too far gone. I try and I try and I try. They'll say something really stupid and then I'll show them the science and I'll give them the information and they still repeat those talking points.
I had to get rid of them? How do you get rid of friends? I mean, it sounds like liquidation almost. He continued.
I had to get rid of a lot of people in my life because sometimes you just have to let them go. I think that they have to hit rock bottom like an addict, right? And they have to want to get help. They have to want to know the truth. They have to want to live in reality. They have to want to be responsible, not only for other people's lives, but for their lives. So you know what? It's so sad. And I don't know if after this I will ever be able to go back and be friends with those people, because at a certain point you just say they're too far gone. And I got to let them go. And if they're willing to come back, and if they're willing to live in reality, then I will welcome them with open arms. But I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
Wait, are we talking about re-education camps? I mean, what are we talking about here? This is absurd. And this, by the way, is part of what lost Hillary Clinton her campaign last time. She referred not to Trump himself, but to Trump supporters, at least half of them, she said, who were a basket of deplorables. Remember that? And basically, by comparing people who support President Trump to addicts who need to hit rock bottom and need to somehow do atonement for their position, this is incredibly destructive, and it adds to that sense of doom and gloom and agitation and just anxiety that is striking the country right now. Look, the pandemic is bad enough, and I do think that it's incredibly irresponsible for people, for political purposes, to downplay the pandemic and its seriousness. It's a serious business. It's a serious challenge. And maybe once we get past this election day, we can at least unite behind that to get something constructive done for our country. Now, something constructive, a bunch of movies, one of them really good, not one of the Halloween movies, and then there are others, including a prequel of sorts for one of the most popular animated series of movies ever. And I'm sure you have people in your family and friend group who you don't want to get rid of who love the Frozen movies. Once Upon a Snowman is a new short subject from Disney animators. We'll review that. And The Witches, which is available on HBO Max, all coming up on The MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Wishing everybody a weekend of as much peace and harmony as possible on the weekend of Halloween and the weekend right before our big and substantial election. And it looks like we even may get some sunshine, symbolically, at least on Sunday. Meanwhile, if you're interested, one of the suggestions from the Seattle Times about Halloween was some kind of Halloween movie festival. A quick look at some of the new offerings from Hollywood. Okay, clearly the one film that I think is going to draw the strongest response, it kind of already has, is offered on Disney Plus. And it is a prequel, an origin story for Olaf the Snowman from the Frozen movies. Now, this is a short film. It's not even 9 minutes long. It's eight minutes and change. But it's a short that kind of lets you know who Olaf is and how he came to exist. Listen.
What do you mean?
Sense of self.
I'm going to find my name. Stay together. Back together again.
I'm having a bit of a crisis of identity, I think.
And, yeah, basically this is Olaf trying to understand how he came to life. You never really do understand. And wandering around in the snow. It's beautifully animated for people who like Frozen, love Frozen. You can probably enjoy it, but it's not a very satisfying little film to watch. It supposedly fills up some plot points, particularly from Frozen 2, which had some plot holes in it that are fixed here. It's, again, gorgeously animated. It's rated G. There is no reason for people to be wary of it. Certainly suitable even for young viewers. 2 stars for Once Upon a Snowman. It's a short film, so maybe I'm selling it short. 2 stars. Another big movie that I guess is released just in time for Halloween is called The Witches. And this is a film that is full of talent. Chris Rock narrates the film, playing one of the characters himself, and he's looking back on his life, kind of his origin story. Octavia Spencer plays the main character's grandmother, and mostly Anne Hathaway steals the show, playing the Grand High Witch. Listen.
Witches, they're real. And they hate children.
I have a plan. Fandral, to transform a child into a mouse.
Why are we mouses?
Mice.
Whatever.
Okay, yeah, it's all about transforming children into, well, initially you see a chicken and then they're transformed into mice. And it's scary. And it's a remake also based on a Roald Dahl book of the 1983. There was a 1990 film version, much acclaimed, by Nicholas Roeg and Jim Henson, with Angelica Houston playing the Grand High Witch. But that was also a scary film, and it didn't work as a commercial venture because it was not appropriate for kids. This film is rated PG, and it's honestly not really appropriate for kids. It's very disturbing. Meanwhile, it's directed by Robert Zemeckis with Alfonso Cuarón and Guillermo del Toro, acclaimed directors all. Zemeckis did Forrest Gump, and he did the Back to the Future series. This film is gorgeous to look at. The special effects are great. Some of it's very funny. It includes Stanley Tucci, even the voice of Kristen Chenoweth. And it's lavish to look at. But if you are okay with little kids seeing really terrible and scary witches gathered for a convention in Alabama, that's one of the changes they made in the original book. And featuring, by the way, very fine performance by the main character's grandmother, played by Octavia Spencer. Three stars for the witches, but be careful of that PG-13 rating, which is a bit misleading. On the Rocks was my favorite of the new films that are released for the weekend. And On the Rocks, which is HBO Max, On the Rocks is available on Apple TV Plus for streaming. And it's a film featuring Bill Murray in a film by directed and written by Sofia Coppola. And the film is a follow-up in some ways to a previous film on which they collaborated, Lost in Translation, which was much acclaimed. In this movie, Rashida Jones plays a young mother of two who's struggling to write a book she's under contract to write. Her husband, played by Damon Wayans, is busy with work, and she becomes obsessed with the idea that he may be having an affair. So who does she turn to? Well, she partners in investigating this with her playboy father, who is indelibly and marvelously played by Bill Murray. Listen.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, kiddo.
Dean's traveling with clients all the time, and I'm just at the buzzkill waiting to schedule things. I'm so stuck.
So Dean's going away a lot, huh? On business trips?
Dad.
Raise your hand if that sounds fishy.
Okay, the film is occasionally very funny. What makes it intensely watchable is the plot keeps you in suspense, and no spoilers here, in terms of what is going to happen. And the characterizations are so rich. They are so that the Bill Murray performance and the way the character is written is just one of those utterly reprehensible and utterly irresistible rascals. And nobody does that better than Bill Murray. I think he could conceivably get an Oscar nomination out of this role. The film is rated R. It does have some harsh language and some graphic sexual material in it. But it is a flat-out wonderful film. The one thing you could say is not everybody will be entirely pleased with the resolution, but most people will be. 3.5 stars for On the Rocks, definitely for adults. And also for adults, despite a PG-13 rating, is Come Play. Come Play is about an autistic little boy who's wonderfully played by a gifted child actor named Aji Robertson. And he is obsessed with because he's autistic and he doesn't speak, he's obsessed with watching SpongeBob on screens. But then something comes out of those screens which wants to enter our world and take him prisoner. Listen.
How's this communication been going? Poor guy still doesn't have any friends.
I just want to be your friend.
There's nobody but your mom and your dad.
Do you know how your nightmares aren't real? Neither are ghosts or ghouls.
What are you staring at?
This is Larry. He isn't from the world you know. Larry just wants a friend.
Maybe we should stop reading. Will you be Larry's friend?
This is a genuinely terrifying film, and it is very effectively shot and staged and written, and does seem to have an anti-screen agenda. But the skill behind the film is how many frights and chills and creeps you can get out of just flickering lights and real danger of some mysterious force. This is based upon a previous short film, much acclaimed, called Larry. And what's fascinating about it also is that the characterization of the family, this is not a perfect family where everything is hunky-dory beforehand. The child is autistic, trying to cope with the inability to speak. The parents are on the point of marital breakup, and Larry just comes in with unexpected impact. The one thing is that this is a resolution at the end of the film that I think some people are going to be profoundly frustrated in. But if you want to be chilled and discomforted, 2.5 stars for Come Play is a superior film for Halloween, though certainly not a film for family viewing of any sort. Monday, we'll hear about closing arguments on the campaign. Newsweek, actually, they have an article coming out. They go there. What if Donald Trump wins in a landslide? We'll consider that possibility. We'll also look at a piece of legislation that would make it illegal to utter any words of hate speech, even in private, in your own home. Good idea? I don't think so for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.